Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I'm just chatting to my next guest here. And I have to say, it's tough to run a business while making waves on social media for a young woman, especially when you are in a male-dominated industry like a car dealership. Nadia Adan is doing all of that at the minute, and she is here in studio with me now to tell me all. Nadia, how are you?
Jennifer, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
It's great
Jennifer,
to have you in.
Oh, listen, this is like a free ad for us, so I'm delighted to be on, because most garages have to pay to get onto the radio, so the fact you guys have asked me in is brilliant.
You are the best salesperson on the planet, I would say. You're phenomenal. Now listen, how is business, by the way?
Yeah, business is amazing, Jennifer. It really is, especially with the growth of like social media and stuff like that. It is good. Our business is a little bit different though to most dealerships. We're like a boutique style garage, and we buy and sell luxury high end cars as well as daily cars. But I suppose our business model has really changed with the growth of Instagram, and that's where Ashford Motors has really flourished, is on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. A lot is down to you. What got you started in a car dealership? Had you an interest in cars? How did that all
kick
off?
No, literally had no idea about cars about 10 years ago. So my background is actually finance, and that's where I worked for years. And I was always around guys who had a lot of money and who had nice cars. And that's all they talked about all the time. And I remember at the time I just wasn't happy in the job that I was in. And I suppose with the Leaving Cert being out today, that would be a main thing that I would say definitely to the guys getting the results, is that you might not get what you want, but it's not the end all and be all. And there's more ways to skin a cat. And I was in a different field that I hated. And I just said to myself, like, you know, I want to change this. And there was a lot of nice cars going around, and I bought a nice car. Long story short, I sold it in the car park at Tesco one day, and I made a few bob. And that's when I realised, okay, there's way for me to make money here, but also a way that I could change my career path. And that's when I decided to buy and sell cars. But that was all very different to the way I'm doing it now. Very different, Jennifer.
Let's talk about that, because the social media aspect is it's not a traditional way to sell cars.
Not at all.
So how do you do it, and how did that all kick off?
Yeah, so before the pandemic, I was selling cars as normal, as traditional, as you just said, Carzone, done deal, through traders, main dealers, the whole lot. And then when the pandemic happened, it sort of pushed us to move everything online. And that happened to a lot of dealers at that time. And we couldn't have customers come out and look at the cars. So I was thinking, how am I going to get a customer to come out and look at a secondhand car if they're not allowed because of the restrictions? So that's when I really went to Instagram and just used it as a tool, maybe not realizing how amazing it is for selling cars, but, you know, just put the cars up on there, did little videos, did little walk arounds. And then I started selling cars without people actually coming out looking at the cars. And that's when I actually realized, okay, there's something here with Instagram. It's a huge tool to be used. And, you know, car dealers don't use it. They are using it more now, but back in the day, they wouldn't have, like, you know. So, yeah, Instagram is where it blew up for
us. But what makes your videos and your content so special?
Yeah, so the last few months, what we did was we hired a new video guy, and we basically did car reviews. So initially, we would have done like a normal car review of me just going around the car, talking about the car. And then I said to myself, listen, this is crap. This has all been done before. We've all seen this done to death. It doesn't make a difference that a woman's doing it. And I said, do you know what we need to do? We need to do movie style videos of our cars. And if you buy a car from Ashford Motors, you get a personalized video of your car in your car in a movie. And that is something that's never been done before.
Okay.
And we actually started selling these cars on these videos on Instagram, on TikTok. TikTok and Instagram, mostly Instagram, would be predominantly where we buy and sell cars now. So it's totally taken over.
You need a pay rise.
Hugely. I need a holiday.
Sold the absolute shit out of that business. You're phenomenal.
Jennifer, will you come down to Ashford Motors, please?
Oh, geez, I'm there already.
We go for a spin in the Lambo.
Oh, I love that. Tell me about you. Tell me about you. Tell me about your family and tell me about your background.
Yeah, so I suppose it's a bit different. My mom is Somalian and we came to Ireland in the early 90s after the war in Somalia. And I suppose like when we came to Ireland initially, we had nothing and we had to start again. And mom, she's very industrialist. You know, she just started working a couple of jobs just to get money together. And her thing for me was education. So she was like, you need an education. You need a 9 to 5. You need something to fall back on. So she pushed me through my education. I did my degree and my master's in finance and she pushed me through that. And then I ended up in a 9 to 5 and I ended up becoming more like her than I ever thought because it wasn't for me. I'm out there to work for myself, to make my own money. And even though I was in a very comfortable, high paying job, it's just something that I wasn't happy, you know, doing. So that's
she must be very proud of you.
She isn't. It's never good enough for her. No, she is. I think she's happy. She was a little bit scared initially when I turned around to her and I said, sorry, ma'am, I'm not going to be a CEO of a bank anytime soon, but I am going to start buying and selling cars on the side of the road. And initially she wasn't happy, but again, you know, she just let me do it. Yeah. She didn't have a choice, really.
I don't think she would have had a choice with you.
No, she didn't. No.
And how that's a big change for her to come from Somalia to Ireland. And how did she adjust? That must have been a mad time.
Yeah, it was tough. But I suppose Ireland was very different in the 90s when we came. And there wasn't a lot of foreign people that had come here at that time. So in a way, we were very lucky that we were able to come in and get into the system quite quickly. I know now that's not the case. So we were able to just get into the system, get out and actually just start contributing to the economy and work and getting my education. And obviously, I know I don't look like I'm from Dublin, but I sound like I'm from Dublin. You wouldn't know by talking to me where I'm from, you know. So that's kind of, it was good for us, a massive opportunity. Like Ireland has been amazing for us. And my mom runs her own business here now, 15 years in her field. She's number 2 in her field. And we love it. It's home. Like even if I go back to Africa to visit families, I don't feel like I belong there anymore. I'm Irish through and through, you know. So I've made it my home. And Ashford Motors, you know, it is the first female run car dealership in Ireland. We are making waves. We're huge on social media. We have 90,000 followers on TikTok. You know, I'm selling cars on Instagram every single day. I'm making videos. So it's great fun. It's absolutely brilliant fun.
You need to do those talks for women in business. But I just want to ask you, what would your message be to other young women looking to start their own business? Because we're talking about this morning, the Leaving Cert is out today.
Yeah.
There's so much focus on, you know, getting into the college system, getting your degree, but for anybody who's thinking, oh, maybe I'd like to work for myself, what would you say?
I just say, like, look, there's always risks to take, but you have to take those risks to make money, and some of them will work out and some of them won't. But you just have to believe in yourself and in your product. And for someone who, I don't think of myself as, oh, female, male. I know I'm in a male oriented world, you know, predominantly, but I don't actually think of myself of either. And I think that's important. You just look, you know, you just get on with people. And I get on very well with the guys in my industry. Like I have a lot of support across the board, from main dealers and traders and everyone from valeters to mechanics, and we've a great relationship.
Are you saying it pays to be nice to people?
No, you have to be ruthless sometimes, but you have to be nice as well. Like I'd always bring a coffee and a cake to the lads and stuff in the morning. That gets you a long way.
Absolute lick. Yeah, you're dead right. Well, listen, I wish you every success. It's a lovely story of success, and it's great to see you do so well. Dan, where can people find you and get the car of their dreams then?
Yeah, Instagram. So you'll see we've nearly 20,000 followers on Instagram.
Good
and
on
nearly 100,000 on TikTok.
Are you taking full credit for that now, for all those followers?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah. If they know me, my followers know me, I'm on the videos every day creating content, going out buying and selling car, getting the stories, because when you buy a car, it's like the second biggest purchase to someone, so there's always a story behind it, you know.
I have never met anybody that is so meant for a job, right? You're like made for this. You're just phenomenal.
Jennifer Zaffarelli,
weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.